The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Welcome to you, Adam Gilchrist.
Hi, Chris. Good morning. Thank you.
Okay, Trump tensions.
Yeah, a little bit of transatlantic Trumpy testiness. At a European Union meeting in Malta, a number of leaders decided they would talk tough with President Trump from across the miles, you understand. He was nowhere near Malta at the time. But the German Chancellor Angela Merkel warned against tax wars. The French President François Hollande accused President Trump of a lack of respect for calling France subservient to Germany. I assume he checked with Mrs. Merkel first before he did that. The British Prime Minister Theresa May offered to act as a bridge between the EU and the US, to which the Lithuanian President, President Dalia Grybauskaitė, said no bridge needed. The American president is so easily reached through Twitter. But interestingly, today, a call to stop the rage against Donald Trump from a former head of the Church of England. The ex-Archbishop of Canterbury, Lord George Carey, says there's been a hysterical overreaction and people should respect the choice of American voters. He has a little bit of a point, doesn't he?
Yeah, very true. At least the administration in the US knows the name of your PM.
Possibly.
Turnbull got a Trumbull last week.
Yes, and 20 minutes, wasn't it? And off.
Correct. Which,
at least Theresa May got a couple of hours before manhandled on that walkway.
Yeah. Now, the Paris machete attacker.
Yeah, security analysts here certainly are looking at this and concerned. I mean, this is sort of pan-European concern, I suppose, because it's the first time it is thought in Western Europe that essentially a tourist has gone on a rampage, or attempted to anyway. So this is the, now we know, 29-year-old Egyptian guy called Abdullah Al-Hamami from Dubai, flew into France 10 days ago on a tourist visa, and then was carrying a couple of machetes and was apparently up to no good when he was shot and badly injured by a French soldier outside the Louvre in Paris. And what they're asking, of course, is, and the French authorities haven't yet said, but certainly here we get this question, series of questions. Was this guy a lone wolf? Was he acting on a whim? Was this a pre-planned mission? Was he part of a cell? There's a sense of thank goodness, you know, we're talking about a what-if scenario.
Yeah.
But frankly, you know, there are extra troop patrols in all sorts of parts of Europe, and I would say on this occasion they paid dividends.
Mm, very true. And Britain's veggie crisis. You've got a veggie crisis.
We have, yeah. We have a bit of vegetable panic, in particular salad veg, because there are shortages of certain crops in the Mediterranean because of bad weather. It's been especially heavy rain in some parts. And so, lo and behold, there are limited sales, therefore, in British supermarkets of tomatoes, cucumbers and lettuces in particular. But as one headline put it, Caesar salad. That's one headline. Some blaming Spanish supermarkets for stockpiling produce, which was meant to be on the UK market and so forth. But I think this is quite interesting. One columnist point out, we are an absurd bunch, aren't we, human beings? Why would anyone get angry about a salad shortage? Why do we persist in flying the stuff in? Surely we should go back to seasonal goods, in which case we wouldn't have salad here until it was our summer.
That's right. And you'd never have a mango either.
Well, yeah, I suppose there is that. We'd probably never have a banana or a pine. There'd be quite a lot of things we'd never have here, come to think of it. We'd probably just have potatoes. But, you know, that would be the natural order of things.
It would be. Thank you, Adam. Much appreciated.
Cheers, Chris.
Adam Gilchrist.